All content discussed on SleepWorks podcast are the individual opinions of Marley Boyle, Leah Corkum, and Alexia Tedesco and should not be construed as personalized medical advice. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others. Consult your physician for any medical issues that you may be having. This entire disclaimer also applies to any guests on the pod or contributors to the podcast.
Welcome to the SleepWorks podcast. I'm Lexi and I'm here with Marley and Leah as always. How's it going, ladies? Marley, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing well, Lexi. I am well rested and ready to record.
And Leah, how about you?
I'm well also and feeling well rested and ready to take on the next case.
Amazing. Well, as previously discussed, we are doing our new format on the podcast, which is I'm going to, you know, do a dramatic reading. I don't know how dramatic I'm going to be today. We'll see. We'll see what I can conjure up.
Go full Lexi with this. You are a star.
Take it wherever feels right.
Thank you. I think before I read this, I was really channeling, a slightly older woman named Brenda. I think I'm going to go with that and kind of just put you in the mood for what you can expect. So I'm going to channel Brenda, whoever she is. And basically, I'm going to give you guys an overview of the symptoms I'm experiencing and the case that has anonymously come in. So just for everybody knows who's listening, I won't share any details. And anytime anybody writes in, we won't share any information, personal information or otherwise, that would out you or your sleep concerns. So please know that when you write into us, we won't share that information. But it's to give you an idea of how Leah and Marley work, because we, you know, don't necessarily know what it's like to go into a sleep therapy, counseling, or coaching session. And it's really interesting. I mean, we find it interesting. So with that being said, here we go. Brenda mode.
Welcome, Brenda.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Brenda.
I'm an adult female, and I'm struggling. Maybe I don't just say I'm an adult female.
You are an adult female.
I am an adult female.
Accurate.
You know what? I've been struggling to fall asleep and to stay asleep since my divorce 15 years ago. Sometimes it's worse. Sometimes it's better. I don't want to take sleeping pills, but I have relied on melatonin, even though it only works sometimes. Okay, I started with 1 milligram of melatonin, but now I'm taking 10. I have no idea if that is good or not. So maybe you can help me with that. I feel tired all the time, but it still takes me like 1 to 2 hours to fall asleep. And just so you ladies know, I go to bed at 9 p.m. pretty consistently, and I'm usually out of bed by 7 to 8 a.m. every day. I have no history of snoring or symptoms of obstructive sleep apnea. And I also feel like I've tried basically everything to try and fix this issue. Also with my melatonin, I take it at 9 p.m., usually when I'm going to bed. So maybe you can help me out with that too. Please help.
Awesome, Brenda. This is something that is right up our alley. And actually, I love a case with melatonin because it's such a common thing that people are taking and know very little information about, or how much they should be taking and how often they should be taking and why it works sometimes and why it doesn't work. So this is an excellent case to discuss.
And is it even a sleeping pill? You know, people call it a sleep aid, and people like to differentiate it between a sleeping pill versus melatonin. So what is it? Like, right. So what are we taking?
Yeah, maybe that's a good place to start with Brenda, is like helping her understand what she is putting into her body. Because the thing that a lot of people don't recognize about melatonin is that it's a hormone. Often, we do not just put hormones in our body willy-nilly and think, this is the dose that I should take. We can't buy hormones over the counter. They usually don't come in supplements, but melatonin does. So melatonin is not even an over-the-counter medication. It's in the supplement category, meaning it is not FDA tested the same way that even an over-counter medication would. So even like an over-the-counter sleeping pill has more FDA testing than melatonin. Now, that's not to say that it's safer or sleeping pills are safer. It's just that there's a quality control issue because of this. Mm-hmm. There's no guarantee that the content in the bottle is what the label says. So, and there were studies done on this in Canada and, you know, shows a lot of a variability in that, but also just the idea of putting a hormone that we don't know the dosage of into our body on a regular basis with no real guidance of, you know, as far as research goes, of what that does to us long term when we do that every single day.
Also, you know, what dose is appropriate? People, you know, there's doses from, like she said, she started at 1 milligram. Now she's taking 10 milligrams, which is very common when people are taking anything for sleep. Yeah. It works first couple times. You think, great, this is awesome. You have a few bad nights. You go, oh, it worked in the beginning. Let me just pile a couple more on, see if we can get that beginning sweet effect that it had. So then you end up taking 10 milligrams, sometimes even more. There's pills, I don't know, even higher than 10 milligrams available. And really nowhere does it say, here's an appropriate amount based on, you know, your age or any category for that matter, because it's a supplement. So that's the tricky thing about melatonin.
So how much should we be taking? Like, Brenda's taking, started with one, now she's at 10, and there is no guideline. Like, how much does the average adult, how much does Brenda's brain be making without taking a supplement?
Just to kind of just go back for 1 second is something that people will take different doses just on what's available. So yeah, they buy a brand that's 1 milligram, and then all of a sudden the store doesn't carry that, and they only carry 10 milligrams, so they buy the 10 milligram tablets. That happens a lot, and I speak to a lot of clients about that. So there is no emphasis on the dosage. But back to Brenda's concern about the dosage, our brains, you know, as an adult, our brain is making about 0.3 of a milligram for our sleep naturally. So when we're flooding our brains with these, what's considered a supradose, which is, you know, could be hundreds of times the what our brain produces, we don't really know what that's doing. Now, you know, there's a fairly safe medication profile there as far as like, no one's really dying from melatonin, but we don't know what it does to us when we're putting in an artificial hormone every single day at all these doses that are, you know, could be possibly tens or hundreds times of what our body would make naturally. So there's no research to support that we should be doing that, and it comes without consequences. But it's the way it's marketed makes people believe that it is all natural, all safe, doesn't matter what dose you take. Take as much as you want until you get the effect that you need.
In general, like anything, it's safe until proven otherwise. And that's where we're at. Melatonin really has only been studied since the late 50s. So we haven't really had enough time to really get to know it. See what it's all about, you know?
Take it out for a drink. See how it reacts under different circumstances.
Yeah, we don't know these things. And there isn't research to support daily use. There's research to support daily use for all other sleeping pills, you know, official sleeping pills, because that's how they need to get approved for use. Melatonin just slipped in the back door, you know, with no regulation. So yeah, we're really not sure about it. And actually, I don't even really know if our listeners know our brain produces melatonin naturally, because a lot of people don't necessarily understand that hormone in our body.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like melatonin has like the PR rep that gluten does. I don't know. It's like people are just like blindly be like, oh, I'm gluten free. Do you know what gluten is? No, but you know what? I can't have it. I don't know what melatonin actually is, but I think I need it to sleep.
But I need it.
Yeah, I can't make my own. And you know, funny enough that in sleep medicine, it's not really used as a sleeping aid. Mm-hmm. Pretty much never. It's actually a chronobiotic. So it has more to do with the timing of our sleep. So it's great for, you know, effective for short-term uses for shift work and jet lag. But there is very little efficacy for it to actually help you fall asleep, and even less to help you stay asleep. And that is you know, how Brenda's taking it, is how the majority of people take melatonin, is they're using it as a sleeping aid rather than as a chronobiotic.
Yeah. And that just means like really you're resetting. You're probably getting at that, Lexi, like the heck's a chronobiotic?
Yeah. Tell me more. You're using big words.
You know, it's to align your body clock with, you know, actual time. So people working shift work like myself, you know, if you're going to be staying up all night, we don't want to be producing melatonin at night and falling asleep at work when I'm trying to, you know, nurse people. And then, you know, in the daytime when I'm trying to sleep after my night shift, I'm wide awake. So, you know, we can take melatonin to help kind of give our body the illusion almost like that we're sleeping with normal times by having that melatonin in our brain during the daytime when we need to be asleep. So really using as a clock resetter, same thing as jet lag. So when you're switching time zones and you need to adjust more quickly, you need your body to be on cue with, you know, when the daylight times and when the night times are for your new time zone, you can use melatonin as sort of like a cue for your brain, because we produce melatonin only in the dark. So our brains know when it's dark, only when it's completely dark, in fact, which is the big problem why people think they need melatonin, because we are polluted with light all the time. So our brains do struggle to make melatonin.
First of all, the melatonin's not helping her sleep. She's been taking it and, you know, she's been struggling with sleep for 15 years. So I would go to that and say, like what Leah's saying about the using it for your time. If you get off, you know, schedule, use it to get back on schedule. But other than that, discontinue use for day-to-day.
Save your money. Save your money, Brenda.
It's not making a big difference. You don't know the potential risks that you're putting yourself at because of that. So, and then I would recommend that if you're going to take it to help you sleep or to reset your clock, you'll take the lowest possible dosage, which is usually 1 milligram or less. And take it at the highest quality melatonin you can find. So don't buy the cheapest melatonin. Don't buy the Dollarama gummies. Buy, you know, go to a health food store, ask a naturopath, ask somebody in the supplement industry what brands that they trust, and pick the lowest possible dose and take it 10 to 12 hours before you want to wake up. So for not Brenda, but Lexi, she'll be traveling through multiple time zones over the next, in the next week. So for you, Lexi, when you're traveling, you know, if your destination, you want to be awake in 12 hours to restart your day, you can take it 12 hours before you want to be awake and then get some sleep, and you'll wake up on a, you know, with a little bit better adjusted circadian rhythm for the new time zone.
I love that. I think that that is probably, okay, so this is Lexi, not Brenda. I don't see a divorce in my future, but you know what I mean? I felt Brenda. I felt her pain. And the reason is because I think a lot of people do take it like that. It is like a sleeping pill. They're not taking it correctly. Brenda is probably, this is like a nice sweet little treat for her before she goes to bed. I know that life, you know, I want a little something, a little habit forming, you know, it's become part of my unintentional sleep routine and I've just gotten used to it. It's clearly not helping, but it's definitely not helping me, Brenda, fall asleep. And it's definitely probably not helping Brenda stay asleep, because she's still having issues. So whatever quality that she's taking and the frequency from what you have just described, it's definitely not helping her and could potentially be causing more harm, because now it's become a, you know, something that she relies on every night and her brain isn't producing it naturally. And that's probably what's hurting her in this situation.
Absolutely. So I think the approach with Brenda would be to CBTI first. So she has a history of 15 years of struggling with sleep. So, you know, CBTI is the gold standard. That's the insomnia therapy to address that. Get her off the melatonin almost immediately. You know, melatonin isn't something you have to taper off of. Even if we've taken it every day for 15 years, when we stop taking it, our brains can still make it. We would counsel her, that's right, on how to produce your own melatonin. So how to achieve enough darkness and enough dim lighting in the evening to produce your own melatonin and put those cell phones away, put the screens away so your melatonin can be produced. We don't need to be supplementing melatonin unless we have a sleep disorder, a diagnosable sleep disorder, or we're doing shift work or changing time zones. I think a study showed that like melatonin increased sleep time by like something so insignificant. I think it was like 8 minutes or something like that. So very insignificant. And Brenda's even saying it's not helping. It's not working. She's continually taking more and she's tired all day, which is probably from the melatonin because she's taking it at 9 p.m. as she's going to bed. So at, you know, she's waking up at 7 or 8, but her brain is still asleep until at least 9 a.m. because of that melatonin. And if she's taking a high dose, she could be sedating herself for a big part of the morning, at least. Even melatonin isn't natural sleep. Artificial melatonin doesn't provide natural sleep. So
that's right. Well, and she answered her own question. It only works part of the time, but it still takes her 1 to 2 hours to fall asleep. So the melatonin is really not doing anything if she's still taking up to 2 hours to fall asleep. And I mean, she's going to bed at 9 p.m. and not getting out of bed. So she's spending like sometimes 11 hours in bed.
That seems like a long time.
That's excessive. Yeah.
And that's something that we see with long-term struggles with people, you know, having difficulty falling asleep. Okay, it takes me 2 hours to fall asleep, so I'm going to go get in bed 2 hours before I want to be asleep because I know it takes me that long. And then guess what? It's going to take 2 hours to fall asleep.
Or 4 hours because they just compounded it. Yeah.
And then that's the pattern that leads to chronic insomnia, is spending too much time in bed awake trying to sleep. And we see that regularly with chronic insomnia, is like people spend a big chunk of their 24-hour period trying to get 5 or 6 hours of sleep.
Wild. So Brenda, thank you for your case today. I think it's safe to say that we're going to taper off the melatonin.
You don't have to taper off.
I can stop using it. That's right.
Throw it out. Save it for your trip.
Save it for my trip. Send it to Lexi. She'll take it.
Yeah.
And just see what happens without melatonin, that artificial hormone in your body. Is it artificial when they put it in those? I don't understand.
It's artificial. When we're taking it exogenously or from a bottle, it is not natural. And there is also problems with the actual melatonin content as well. That was in the research for this, is showing like there's other chemicals that have been in with the melatonin. So things like serotonin and other chemicals that are not on the label. So just be advised.
We don't need it. Melatonin has had a great PR team for sleep. Unfortunately, they were given the wrong task, and they just, it's basically just a PR thing, I think, at this point. It's safe to say for melatonin. I mean, good on them. They're
making a fortune. Sales are booming.
Sales are booming for melatonin.
Let me tell you.
As soon as the Kardashians get involved, it's like, see you later. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to have to claw back. There's going to be a lot of Brendas in this world right now if we're all popping melatonin gummies like Tic Tacs before bed. So this is a cautionary tale for our listeners and everybody that's currently taking melatonin every night for... Yeah.
If you're feeling draggy and tired and, you know, especially in the morning, you're really having a hard time getting up, it probably is the residual effects of that melatonin dragging you down. So the quality of your sleep's affected. You're taking melatonin and you're having it in your system till the morning. So it's certainly not going to help your case if you're someone who's already struggling with sleep. So ditch the melatonin, seek out some help for your sleep if this is a long standing issue for you, because there are better treatments available than, you know, something that comes in a box that we are not even sure what it is.
I mean, I could talk about melatonin all day, and there's so much more we can talk about. I mean, I hope that Lexi finds a kids case at some point so we can talk about.
I might have one up my sleeve, Marley.
There are so many parents giving their kids melatonin gummies to go to bed. And it's, you know, not only are they putting an artificial hormone in their kid's body every single night, but there's a psychological effect to depending on something from such a young age to think that you need to sleep. And it's a completely natural process that every human being shares. And we don't necessarily need to be drugging our children with hormones.
Yeah. Give them a Flintstone vitamin and call it a day. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember those chalky things?
Eat them like candies.
Yeah, see, it's a problem. Melatonin gummies are probably delicious, just like Flintstone gummies.
Oh, they are.
I've Flintstone chalky things, and you're just like, you try to get at the bottle when your mom's not looking. Like, we don't need to get into that.
Yeah, and I have, like, this is, like, as me speak, like, I have, you know, if you put something in a gummy form, of course people are going to want to eat it, but that is because, like, and it just, like, kind of creates a habit. I have, like, self-proclaimed, like, I used to do that all the time with those collagen gummies. I swear, like, was it helping my skin? Was it helping my nails and hair? I don't know. Like, give me a gummy quick fix in the morning. Boom. Like that's what I'm looking for.
Those little biotin, like, berry-flavored gummies.
Yes.
My ex used to eat them all the time as candy, and then I would go to take a vitamin, and they'd be gone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the big tubs of them from Costco.
Yeah.
Great deal. It's a great deal.
We really shouldn't be mixing up our drugs with with candy at this point. Like, that's kind of scary.
We just eat candy. Can I just eat candy? Do I have to like pretend that it's healthy in order to eat it and play this like grand trick on myself? Or I'm like, actually, I'm an adult and I can just eat candy when I want to.
And that doesn't have to be medicated.
Yeah, I don't have to. What am I worried about? My mom coming down and be like, hey, don't do that.
That's like, medicated, right? Because otherwise it's just candy.
I don't say gummies to be supplements. The only thing I'm supplementing is sugar. Like, I am taking in that, and that's what I want.
Give me the sugar. Give me the candy. Give me the sweet treat.
Yeah. Love a gummy, not a melatonin gummy.
But excellent, excellent branding. Those evil geniuses behind the supplement industry. There's no shame in that game, but you know, better for our listeners to be more informed so they don't develop these chronic issues long term. Because like you said, it could lead to something. If you're constantly dependent on that, you know, how many people that are consistently taking melatonin incorrectly end up with some other sleep condition, some other sleep disorder that becomes a way bigger issue for them to manage.
Yep, definitely.
Absolutely. And then, you know, there is that issue of not only are they taking melatonin, but they're taking whatever else is in that bottle as well. And they don't even know. So
say drugs.
Yes. So just say no to melatonin.
Say no to melatonin.
Is our message? No. There's a place for melatonin and it's shift work and it's jet lag, but it's not insomnia. It doesn't work. So we hope that you laughed along and learned a little bit about melatonin. And if you have any questions about melatonin, we just love a good sleep question to follow up. So don't hesitate to reach out. And our email is hello@sleep-works.com.
Thank you so much, Marley and Leah. I know I learned a lot. Me and Brenda definitely got school today. If I was Brenda, I'd probably be booking a follow-up. So that was just probably the information that you would give to me in my free 15-minute consults. Just give me a little bit of info, what I'm doing, how you would treat it. And my follow-up would be that I'd actually book a 60-minute coaching appointment or counseling appointment with Marley or Leah to discuss how I'm going to create that natural melatonin in my brain without a supplement and sleep better on a regular basis. And that would probably only take one or two sessions, to be honest. Like, Brenda doesn't seem like a tough case, doesn't seem like a tough cookie. She's dealt with, you know, worse shit, it seems like. So she can go through a divorce. She can handle this melatonin.
That's right. Like, sleeping like she was probably way pre-divorced.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. And we hope you tune in next time to hear Lexi's dramatic reading. And hopefully it will be in a child's voice one of these days. Because I really can't wait for that.
We hope you sleep well.
Sleep well, everyone.
Bye.